Hey, my name is Seth, and I'll tell you the story of my first job. As soon as I finished school, I dedicated all my time to getting a job to help my parents. To my surprise, in just 1 month, I had an office job. After a huge interview of more than 20 people, the only ones left for the job were Merlina and me. We were both very happy to have started working, and we became friends. Who were not happy were our co-workers. From the first day, they didn't look at us. They treated us rudely or pushed us with their bodies when they passed by us. At lunchtime, we could both see them staring at us from their tables. They talked about us and didn't hide it. We were both really scared. Something strange was going on with them. After that, you can imagine our surprise when one of them approached us to invite us to a birthday party. Did they want to integrate us, and have they changed their minds? We both looked confused, but accepted. On the day of the party, we both walked into the house with a gift for the birthday boy. We were both shocked. More than a house, it was a mansion. Some of our colleagues opened the door and took us to the lobby, and when we arrived, we were shocked. This did not look like a birthday party at all. The whole place was full of satanic drawings everywhere. In the center of the room, there was a huge pentagram drawn in blood, and behind it, all of our co-workers were wearing long black robes, hiding their face with hoods. As soon as they saw us, the people who opened the door grabbed us from behind and held us back. Down the stairs to the lobby, Edwin, the birthday boy, came down in a red tunic with his face uncovered.
"Good evening, guys. Welcome to my birthday."
"What the hell is wrong with you?"
"Leave us alone."
"Remain calm. One of you will leave here alive."
"What do you mean, one of us?"
"You see, this is my birthday, and my birthday present is a sacrifice. Both would be great sacrifices, but why kill you both? Let's make the night fun."
"You're a psycho."
"Unfortunately, your life depends on this psycho, so you must play by my rules, little girl."
"What are those rules?"
"Let me enlighten you. You will both have 1 minute to hide throughout the house. I'm to look for them and find them with this. First one I find loses." "Whoever's left alive can escape if he promises to keep quiet. What's more, you can join the clan."
"You're crazy. We'll never join."
"Oh, one more thing. The clock is already ticking." At this warning, we both ran desperately to hide. I tried to escape, but all the windows were locked and boarded up. The door through which we entered was also locked. I thought about banging on it, but that would only attract Edwin. Suddenly, I began to hear footsteps near me. I hid under the table in the kitchen, waiting for him to pass by. But the footsteps were getting closer and closer. Suddenly, the footsteps stopped and a silence takes over the room. I must have managed to throw him off.
"Here you are, little Seth. You lost."
When he pointed the shotgun at me, I felt my whole life flash before my eyes. I was already surrendered to death, but at least Merlina would escape. When Edwin pulled the trigger, I felt something cold on my face and a laugh. The shotgun was shooting a small stream of water, and Edwin was laughing uncontrollably.
"What?"
"That was the best newcomer prank we've ever played."
"Oh no.
Best birthday ever. There's no cult. It's an initiation joke for the newbies. And since it was my birthday, I took the opportunity to come up with the joke. We'll be talking about this for years."
"Are you crazy? You put us through this just for a prank? We thought we were going to die."
Furious, I went to the hall to look for Merlina. Surely she would have heard by now. But when I got to the hall, my angry face turned to terror. All my co-workers, they were all dead. It was a massacre. Their bodies were torn to pieces and scattered all over the place.
"What? What's going on here? Is this a part of the joke?"
"No, I have no idea what..."
Interrupting Edwin, the light goes out for a second. And when it comes on again, Edwin is dead on the floor with his throat open. I heard a noise in front of me, and when I turned around in the middle of the pentagram, A person was standing there, laughing loudly. It was Merlina.
So, they already told you it was a joke, right?
Merlina? What's going on?
I always knew it was a lie, Seth. Do you know why? Because I do belong to the cult that these kids were trying to imitate.
You killed them?
Yes, silly. I take my religion very seriously. And since these kids dared to make fun of us, I gave them a birthday party they would never forget.
Suddenly, Merlina started walking towards me, and it was like all hell went loose. With every step, I felt the floor shaking. Things started to float, and the people in the portraits came to life and looked at me.
What's wrong, Seth? You don't want us to be part of the group anymore?
As if someone lifted me, my body levitated, and something threw me with enormous violence toward the exit door, which my body broke after having flown through two rooms. In pain, I looked from the outside to the door waiting for Merlina to approach, but she wasn't coming. Where was she?
See you tomorrow at work, Seth. Don't even think about quitting.
After that, I went back to work like it was nothing. As soon as I got to work, Merlina started talking to me as if nothing had happened, although I noticed that sometimes she looked at me with a mischievous smile, as if mocking my fear. That same day, the boss told us that all the employees had been found dead, so they were going to hire new people. As we went back to work, Merlina came up to me with a smile and said,
"Hey, aren't you happy? We're no longer the new employees."
It was my 18th birthday. My dad gave me a free pass to throw a grand party at our lake house. Everyone was going crazy. I was throwing girls at the pool. My friends were opening champagne bottles like a water fountain. I even bathed in some. When the party was in full swing, my eyes suddenly noticed the woods across the backyard. A woman was standing under a tree looking directly at me. Her wide eyes were still like a dead fish. A slick smile appeared on her face. For how long she has been watching us? I felt a little creeped out, but then ignored it. Probably some homeless freak enjoying the view of rich kids spending money. Around 3, everyone started to pass out wherever they could. All my friends slept inside while I dozed off on the pool deck on a sun lounger. I was dreaming of beautiful girls feeding me grapes and giving me all their attention when someone breathed on my face. I opened my intoxicated eyes and saw that same homeless woman staring down at me. The creepy grin was still on her face. She even had a few missing teeth.
Aha! How did you get in here?
Happy birthday, Aaron. It's time to go back home.
What?
That's when I heard chaos coming from the house. I ran inside and met with a vicious sight. All my friends were covered in blood. Yes, thick, sticky blood. The metallic tinge choked my lungs, but it was shocking because none of them were hurt.
Where did the blood come from? Guys, is this some kind of joke?
But my friends were just as confused as me. I ran outside to check on that woman and ask her what the hell was all that, but the woman was gone. She jumped over the fence like a young boy and ran into the woods laughing. My friend Noah came out terrified.
Aaron, what is all this?
I don't know, man.
You all stay here. I'm gonna find out. Just stay in the house, okay?
Okay.
I grabbed my jacket and flashlight and started walking into the woods. A group of bats flew over my head. I could feel my throat getting dry in fear. Where did she go? Who was she? Suddenly, I heard a strange chanting echoing around the woods. The heavy wind started to blow like a storm had broken out. The chanting voices grow deeper and louder.
Oriri Satanus. Ave Satanus. Benedict Filium Tum Satanus.
The voices were coming from the barren ground amidst the forest. A huge fire was rising to the sky. Men wearing red robes revolved, circling the fire like hypnotized robots. Their weird chant made my skin crawl, but at the same time, I could feel my blood rushing into my veins.
Welcome, Aaron.
I turned around and saw the woman standing behind me. Her hands were covered in blood. She stretched her arms toward me and said,
Come to Mummy. I have been waiting to hold you for the last 17 years.
What? What are you saying?
Did your parents tell you how they stole you from us?
This is all a big lie!
No! You are no human! You are the son of the Dark Lord! You are the offspring of my soulful surrender to him! It's time you accept your powers!
My ears numbed as I couldn't believe a single word that came out of this crazy woman.
Your parents came hiking in these woods years ago, and they stole you from us when you were only a year old. It's time to join your real family, Aaron. Come back. Come back to us!
Just then, the sky broke apart with the screams of my friends. I ran back and saw my lake house was on fire. All my friends were burning inside and banging on the doors. They were locked in and forced to die. I knew I can't save them. I knew it was too late. Thankfully, I had my car keys with me. I never drove this recklessly in my life. When I reached home, my parents were in deep sleep. I rang the doorbell like crazy. After 5 minutes, my dad opened the door and got shocked to see me like that.
Aaron, you were supposed to be back tomorrow. What happened?
Dad, all my friends are dead. These men with red robes burnt them alive. And a woman, she says...
What? What did she say?
That you stole me from her. Am I not your son, Mom?
My mom's face turned pale as I dropped the bomb. She and my dad looked at each other.
Please tell me, is it true? Did you guys steal me when I was a baby?
Aaron, listen.
Dad came to hug me, but as he touched me, his body turned to ashes. I could hear my mom scream, and I was blown away by the sight. I rushed to her to comfort her, and to tell her I didn't know what just happened, but as I touched her too, she turned to dust. Both of my parents became dirt, just because I touched them. Suddenly, my eyes ached, my heart burned, and I started coughing. I coughed and fell on the floor. Something was trying to come out of me. I held my chest and tried to breathe, but it was getting painful each second. I felt like my intestine will come out from my mouth, but instead, 3 iron nails came out of my throat. I sat down on the ground crying, not understanding what was happening to me. Am I not human? Was that woman right? Am I the son of the Dark Lord? Just then, the door opened and the woman with her red-robed followers walked in.
Aaron, you're 18 now. Your powers have come back. You can't touch any human. They will burn right there. Please, son, come with us. We can teach you all you need to master. Aaron, it's time!
Now, here I'm, living in this house in the woods. Night and day, we pray to the Dark Lord. We make sacrifices. We pay him homage with the blood of the innocents. I can do so much more than just turn people into dust. I can eat their souls. I can drain their blood with just one stare. It's only ironic that my human parents called me Aaron. It means son of the devil.
I woke up, my hands and legs tied to a chair. I looked around and saw a mirror through which I saw a skeletal figure standing behind me.
What the hell are you?
Don't worry, Jimmy. We'll finish with you soon. Let's head downstairs.
I saw the skeletal girl and the other man, both horrific in the dimly lit room, walk out and head downstairs. As I watched them leave, my memories came flooding back to me.
Wow, great party, Jimmy. Congrats on turning 18.
Yeah, man, the cake is amazing.
Thanks, guys. Glad you could make it.
I stood there at the party talking to my friends, when suddenly I noticed a girl standing in the corner, watching me. She walked over and began to flirt with me.
Hey there, you seem like a fun guy.
Yeah, I guess so. What's up?
I just think it'd be a lot more fun if we went somewhere more private.
The girl grabbed my hand and we began to walk upstairs, heading toward the bedroom. Keep in mind, this was a rental house, so I didn't really know the layout. I had wanted to get drunk on my birthday and my parents wouldn't have approved of me drinking with my friends. So, what are we gonna do?
Wait, do you hear that? It sounds like someone's in the attic.
The girl suggested that we investigate, so I reluctantly agreed and we headed up to the attic. We spent quite a while going door to door, trying to find the attic. We went into several different rooms, but each of these rooms turned out to be a bedroom. Even though I mentioned several times that we could just give up, she was insistent that we keep looking for the attic. I found it slightly weird, but at the time didn't think anything about it. Where do you think the doorway to the attic is?
I don't know, Jimmy, but this is totally fun.
Yeah, I guess, but wouldn't it be more fun if we just went back to the...
Oh, come on, where's your sense of adventure? Don't you want to find out what's making all the noise?
I guess. Suddenly, as I was turning a corner, I saw another doorway that we hadn't seen before. As we saw it, both of us grew excited, as we realized this had to be the attic. I stepped forward and opened the door, and saw a long spiral flight of stairs. Gulping, I looked up into the darkness. So, are we sure we want to head up there?
Absolutely. Come on, Jimmy. I promise nothing bad will happen.
Well, all right. But you owe me after this.
We can head back to the bedroom after.
We walked up the stairs, closing the door behind us. As we climbed higher and higher, I suddenly heard a sound coming from above. It sounded like someone was shuffling around. I tried to stay quiet and motioned to the girl to do the same, but unfortunately, she tripped on a loose step and made a loud sound. The sound stopped. As we rounded the final corner and entered the attic, I saw something that made my skin crawl. A man stood there, his strange and disfigured face staring right at us. He held a knife in his hand. The girl screamed and grabbed me.
Let's get the hell out of here!
Not so fast!
What?
With that, the girl pulled me down to the ground, laughing as she did. As she stared at me, I realized why she was laughing. Her skin had fallen off her face, revealing nothing but bones underneath.
Ah! What the hell?
Not so excited now, are you, Jimmy? But don't worry, I'll still take care of you.
And then, I saw nothing. As the two figures left, I struggled with the ropes and eventually managed to break free. I quickly ran out of the attic and hid in an upstairs closet, my hands trembling. I could hear the two people, if you could call them that, downstairs. I could hear them screaming and laughing maniacally as my friends screamed, the noises of their terror ringing in my ears. I had to find a way out of there. I fumbled in the darkness, eventually finding my phone.
Hello? Yes, I need help. Please, there are two psychos at my party trying to kill me. Send help.
The police arrived in minutes, but when they finally found me hiding in the closet, the two psychos who had attacked the party were gone. Later that night, I was driving home when I noticed a car following me closely. Straining my vision, I stared back at the car carefully. When my heart leapt into my throat, I saw the man's face, the same man I had seen in the attic. He was following me.
Oh my God.
I sped up, trying to lose him,
After what felt like ages, I looked in my rearview mirror and saw that the car was no longer there. I let out a sigh of relief as I pulled into my driveway, my heart pounding. I quickly got out of my car and ran inside, making sure that the security system was still enabled. It was late, so both my parents were already asleep. I was sure they'd worry about me in the morning, but for now, I was safe. As I glanced out the window one last time, however, I saw something that made my blood run cold. The girl from the party, her face still skeletal, was standing outside my house, her eyes fixated on me. Even though she disappeared into the darkness seconds later, I know what I saw. I know she's still out there, watching me, and eventually, she'll come for me again.